This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
You
were rocking out to that one, Vinny.
Well, listen, I really like the wah, wah. I don't know who that guy is, but he does it.
Don't go out, don't go out.
Wah, wah. Sorry, everyone.
No, it's fantastic.
Don't be, yeah.
I love
just
it.
Enjoying.
I love seeing you rock out.
Is that Smooth Criminal?
No. That's not Clean Bandit either.
All right.
Yeah. Dua Lipa, it's the girl who, I don't know, semi-murdered, semi-made sweet love to Miley Cyrus in that one video. Ooh, yikes.
What do you mean?
It's knives
that
and
was a great
blood.
Video.
And, yeah, I guess. Sure. If you're into that kind of thing. All right, let's do the news. I'm into that kind of thing.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice... Oh, geez. How did I lose that already?
Jeez.
Oh, hold on a second. Oh, boy, I start singing and I completely forgot, lost my place on what I was trying to do. So stupid. Hold on a second, everyone. Sorry.
Take your time.
Waiting. Stand by.
Just stepped outside. It's pretty wet down there.
I'm going to tell you that story in a second. I also stepped outside.
Oh.
This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows education must continue in a health crisis. The Fremont Bank Foundation gave nearly $600,000 to school districts in Alameda, Contra Costa, Monterey, Santa Clara, San Francisco counties so schools can get much-needed pandemic supplies now. See what they're doing for the community at FremontBank.com. All right, here's what's happening. So the... atmospheric river is upon us. Last night was definitely windy and definitely stormy. We now have daylight, so we're seeing more reports. I noticed that traffic's not looking horrendous as I went outside and saw some of the news cameras showing the roads around the bay. So that was nice to see. I know that those of you that are out in this are probably... Or probably had worries when you went to bed last night what the morning drive-in would look like. And it's not as bad as I had feared. We did get rain. We did get snow. We did get wind. Here on my street, the basketball hoop fell over. And the little green guy that says go slow, he got blown away.
Uh-oh.
But otherwise, we look good. Like, we're good. Look out front. You go, all right, it's not that bad. I don't know yet if there were any mudslides in the places that needed to be evacuated.
Right.
But the snowfall is all welcome and good news, and there's more on the way. But I think this was less than they feared.
Well, it's good, though, that they had us prepared for the worst, because then it's a total relief. We're ready, and then it's a relief when it's not that bad. The sky's blue here, so I don't know if that's everywhere. But as
it's
of right
not
now,
everywhere, but I what I did just see is the North Bay isn't looking bad at all at the moment. So you're in a really a nice little break.
Seems to have passed us by, yeah.
And hopefully that lets the water sort of, you know, get
soak
down
in
the gutters.
Right.
Settle in a little. I know the big issue, certainly, I've commuted for many years from far off. And I know the standing water can get super sketchy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's one of the things where you can see the cars in front of you hitting it and you go, I got to get over. I need to go around that. That's not going to go well for me.
Also, I should slow down a little.
No, I don't think that.
I don't
Is that what you think?
That, Sarah.
Exactly what I think.
It's not too crazy.
That's weird. Hmm. Anyway, so there's that. The weather is the weather.
Yep.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts.
Fast facts. I love this one.
Okay.
I absolutely love it. FedEx almost went under back in the 70s in their early years. They only had $5,000 in the bank, and they needed to pay off $24,000.
Uh-oh.
They're still around because the founder took $5,000 to Vegas.
No.
That's right. The founder of FedEx cleared his bank account, went to Vegas, gambled on blackjack, and won $27,000.
Wow.
Paid their debt, put a couple bucks in the bank, and they continue to thrive today.
Big money.
That is incredible because that never, that's all, the opposite always happens. I'm going to take the family savings to Vegas. And then it's just, you go, wah, wah. Okay, so the house is lost. That's incredible. What an awesome story.
The most common answer, or technically question, on Jeopardy is... The most common answer, or technically question, on Jeopardy is... What is China?
Oh. So they would ask, they give the answer about China, and that's
any number of things, and what is China? Is that so? Huh. That's good information if you're ever going on the show to
study up on China.
Or... Just go China if you don't have any other guess.
What is China? Oh, my God. This guy's a genius. Sheesh. How'd you know that?
All right. So this story I thought was great. I thought it was super fun. The best and worst things America has given the world, according to foreigners. So this isn't us saying what we've given the world. This is what foreigners are saying America has given the world. What are the best things America has given the world, and they include Nike, Star Wars, Tom Hanks.
Oh, he's a delight.
Levi's. 100% agreement there.
Yes, yeah, sure.
I love
those
my Levi's.
Worldwide, man.
NASA.
Oh, okay.
These are the best things America has given the world as voted by foreigners, people not from America. Elvis Presley.
Oh, really?
Hollywood movies.
Okay.
KFC.
Delicious. Oh, yeah.
Which is weird because...
We found out that that's like a big deal in
Japan.
It's huge
in
Christmas.
Japan. And as much as... I grew up next to a KFC. I like KFC. It's fine. But the last time I went to one was because I'd been watching football. And there was a commercial, and it looked so good. And we walked into the store. This was when I lived in San Jose. We walked into the store, and I swear to you, there was a teenager staring at the ceiling, and we couldn't get him to look at us. And we're like, I don't get it. Do I have to actually make noise? I mean, the door.
Do I have to make my own chicken?
And the service was so bad, we just went, let's get out of here. I really don't trust the food if this is the kind of service that we're getting.
Yeah, that's. I will say, when any kind of fast food joint, if it's sketchy at the front desk, it's definitely sketchier out back.
Yep.
That guy wishes he was out back partying with the cooks.
With the others, right. Yeah, I definitely, we went, yeah, nah, let's not eat here.
Yeah.
And we left. So the last time I tried to eat KFC, I didn't.
Mm.
Apple products are on the list of the best things America has given the world. McDonald's, Coca-Cola, Disney.
Oh. Okay.
And number one, the number one best thing America has given the world.
Was it cotton gin? I don't know.
Netflix.
Oh, no. That's hilarious. Oh. Okay, so those are the best.
Now, according to this report, we also invented cars, airplanes, Wi-Fi, Google. But none of those made the list. The worst things that America has given the world. Too many guns.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
The Kardashian family.
Oh, good Lord. Those people.
Racial inequality.
Mm.
You know what bothers me
about
that?
We didn't give that to the world.
Yeah, I don't think so either. And yeah. Maybe I'm taking it personally and shouldn't, but I also think there is racism all over the world.
Right.
And it just seems
to
get...
You might be able to round it down to white people, but they're not just in America.
Right.
America. In fact, I think it was the Dutch who went and started taking people.
I remember at some point during one of these conversations, I looked it up, and slavery from Africa has been, it was done all over the world.
Yeah.
And I don't understand it, but that's a fact. Anyway, back to the list. The worst things.
So we're Americans getting credit for that. Okay.
Yeah, that's gets put right here. Too many guns, the Kardashian family, racial inequality, our politicians in general.
Yes.
Kanye West.
Oh, God. Really? The Kardashians and Kanye West? God, they're dominating this list.
Calling football soccer.
Oh.
Deep fried everything.
But they like our chicken.
And Facebook.
Oh. Yeah.
Also, among the worst things America has given the world, also on the list, but not in the not up there, is American cheese and Crocs.
Oh, come on. Crocs are awesome. Stop it.
Also, people don't like pumpkin pie elsewhere around the world.
What's wrong with them? Delicious.
Yeah, I don't, you know. Okay, then don't eat it. You don't like that.
Yeah. I wouldn't give it to you. You made it yourself.
Anyway, that's fun, right?
Yeah, I like that list a lot. Both sides of it.
It's the Kardashians
take a little issue with, but you know,
the amount of I don't know what you want to call that. I don't know if that's jealousy or hate, straight up. But either way, they've turned themselves into a billion-dollar business.
They certainly have, multi-billion. I mean, just one of them has $1 billion.
Yeah, it's really hard to be mad at them when you see what success they've had doing.
Well, it's famous for being famous. Like, they just, you know, okay, I guess you work hard at continuing to get more money, but, you did nasty stuff to Ray J. Okay.
Right.
Here's some money, I guess.
I'll tell you another thing, and this is not to make light of Kanye's very serious mental health issues, but having a guy come out with a song saying, I did it first, on top of the fact that there's a video of you doing her first, mm-hmm. it would be really hard to get over. Really.
Well, sure. I mean, he has to know how unstable Kanye is, and for him to do I Hit It First is just, it's really like another hit.
Right. You're like, that's what I'm trying to say.
Stop torturing the guy.
Right.
Good song, solid song.
You like that, huh?
I do.
When the shelter in place first happened a year ago, 11 months ago.
Yeah.
We're coming up on a full year.
We are.
Of this.
This is week 46 of us broadcasting from home.
Whatever you want to call it.
Hellscape.
Yeah. Pandemic. Mm. We'll just go with pandemic.
We'll go with pandemic.
Anyway, when the pandemic first began and people locked themselves in, the first thing was, do we have enough food and stuff to get through
toilet paper, et cetera.
The couple weeks that this is going to last?
Because it can't last longer than that.
Right. Duh. Anyway, then when it really started to settle in, people started to come up with things like, hey, you know what? I'm going to learn to make sourdough bread. Hey, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bake my butt off. Mm. Except that, you know, that wore off fairly quickly.
And your butt
quickly.
Didn't come off. Weirdly, right. It got big.
Yep. Now we're doing things like, what can we make in 10 minutes or less?
Oh.
The new trend is towards egg sandwiches, grilled cheese, hamburgers, hot dogs, and microwave dinners. Mm. That's what the pandemic has brought us through, this weird...
I'm sick of cooking.
...arc, right, where we don't cook, we eat out, and then we... decide to go pro, uh-huh. and now we've completely decided to go the other route, which is, I don't want to spend 3 hours in the kitchen. You know what that means? Another hour of dishes.
Right. I'm making bowl of ramen. Leave me alone.
Right. So anyway, egg sandwiches. I can honestly say I had one like 2 days ago.
I love, we make egg salad all the time. And just having hard-boiled eggs is just a nice, it feels like a snack you can get behind. Give me one of those. Put a little salt and pepper on a plate, dip it in.
Yeah.
While we're on food.
So good.
Sarah finally got the Tom Cruise cake that he sends to everyone for Christmas. Apparently, this is a known Hollywood thing. Mm. He sends this cake. It's a $100 cake, did you say?
between the cake and the shipping, it was $100.
Okay.
And I had to wait 6 weeks for it.
So he sends this to everyone. Sarah decided to get one. Mm-hmm. And yesterday she posted a video of the cake and then of her husband squirting ketchup on it, which...
Mm-hmm. I know.
Ketchup Bogus. Cake.
Way
okay.
to ruin it.
The weird thing so is, though, looking. if you've ever had that person in your life who does do that, they put ketchup on everything.
Yes.
In fact, I've known people who are like, oh, I don't want Italian tomato sauce. I just put ketchup on macaroni. Or
it's unreal.
Okay, yeah. Whatever.
Or ketchup on their pizza. They're like, I'm going to make pizza tonight. And they ketchup, yeah. cheese. I'm like, that's inedible.
We
I don't
have
mind
an
ketchup.
Ice...
I like ketchup with French fries, sure.
Take we it. Have an ice cream store here in Santa Cruz that does weird flavors.
Uh-huh.
And I don't like it. I usually go there and get something plain, whatever that is.
Right.
Strawberry, vanilla, chocolate. But they do like cardamom or
yeah,
some weird, you know, pumpkin thing.
Can like, you test it first? They give you a little sample?
Yeah, they will, but I don't good. Even try that. I don't even want to know. Anyway, Jenny's Splendid Ice Cream is a different brand, not the one I was just talking about, but they just announced their newest flavor.
Please.
And it's the Everything Bagel Ice Cream.
Oh, I bet you that's
it's a
good.
Sweet cream cheese based flavor with sesame Oy. Seeds, poppy seeds, onion, and garlic mixed in. Plus streusel chunks and oh. more. It'll be in grocery stores at $12 a pint. You think that's good?
I will say that I've always liked salty and sweet together. Like, I'm the person who would get a cup of ice cream and dip my French fries in it. Like, I think that's delicious. And even just the other night, I was telling you, I was eating an ice cream sandwich. And I took that chili crisp. It's like hot chili oil and little chunks of all kinds of crap. And I was smearing it on my ice cream sandwich. It was freaking delicious. I feel like that would be yummy. Anything in ice cream. Ice cream makes
all right.
everything better. Mm-hmm. It's like butter. Everything's a little better with a little butter on it.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Text us. How's the weather where you are? You up in the mountains? Tell us what the snow looks
yeah.
like. Love to hear from you.
Looking pretty clear here. I see some clouds on the horizon.
925 says, did John really eat the ketchup cake?
No, he didn't eat it. That was a joke. He's hilarious.
510 says, I love ketchup, but on cake?
Yeah, no. He was just trying to be funny because we had just had corn burgers. So the ketchup was right there in front of him.
Hard-boiled eggs with sriracha,
says
510.
That sounds good.
707 says, the problem with the Kardashians is they've built their empire on nothing but narcissism.
Yes. Looks. Beauty.
Not something we should value awesome. Or support in this country.
And
by the way, love
giant
you guys.
Butts.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got against their butts?
They're huge. I don't have anything against them. I just can't help but notice. They do all the waist trainer stuff, too. They're always putting up pictures of themselves in waist trainers. So they have these tiny minutes. They're like the true hourglass, you know, like the tiny little neck where the sand runs through and then ginormous butts and tiny little skinny legs coming out of the huge pillow butts.
Well,
it's like two pillows with tiny little sticks coming out and then, you know, the little waist and giant boobs.
Aren't they doing some treatments to
oh,
grow
yes.
those?
There is for sure something going on there. Their butts were not always that big.
And I don't get that, by the way. I mean, I like a nice butt, but I love a nice butt. But, I don't know, putting surgery butt?
Yeah.
Nah.
Just relocating fat, and they're clearly just taking it from their legs. Little skinny legs and big fat butts.
I hope Ray J's headphones tank, says 415. What?
Ray J has headphones now? Everybody's got headphones.
What?
It's the new perfume.
You don't need to root against him. I just didn't
let's
think
root
that.
Against him.
Well, I just, you know, that is so like, really? You're going to make a song about.
I hit it first.
I'm sure the video is still widely watched every day around the world.
Kim K, superstar.
Yep. Oh, I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Music news right after this.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.